The tradition of the DeKalb Municipal Band goes back to 1854. That's when a small group of musicians returned from the California Gold Rush. They formed the Silver Cornet Band in what was then the town of Buena Vista, Illinois. 2 years later, it became the city of DeKalb. The DeKalb City Band has existed ever since, uninterrupted by the Civil War, two World Wars, financial panics, and the Great Depression. Dee Palmer is part of that tradition. He's directed the band for the last 56 years. His family's connection with the band goes back well beyond that.
My grandfather was director of the band from about 1880 to 1890. And my father played in the band for many years and finally became manager of the band.
Palmer says that between the Civil War and the 1920s, town bands were the most popular entertainment in America. But the audience for band concerts shrank thanks to records and radio, and it became harder to raise money to support the band. Palmer says that's when his father found a solution.
He heard about the band tax being passed in the state of Iowa, which is a great band state, and that allowed the municipalities to allocate a certain portion of tax money for the band. He got together with a very good friend of his who was a senator, and they proposed that to the legislature. And when it passed, DeKalb took the reins right away and was the first band to have its tax passed.
Palmer says one thing that keeps the band strong is that it has a strong pool of talent to draw on. He says that's a benefit of its location.
We're so very fortunate in DeKalb to have access to the advantages of the university. They have a wonderful music department that attracts very talented musicians from all over the United States.
But sometimes a solid financial base and talented performers isn't enough. The band still has to compete for the public's attention. Palmer says his answer is to provide something that is unique.
I feel that if we put a program on that can't be duplicated in the variety any other place, we're going to get those people coming to our concerts.
Looking for something different is what led Palmer to a rare piece by John Philip Sousa, The Transit of Venus. After its premiere, it dropped out of sight for more than 100 years. The score was only rediscovered in the archives of the Library of Congress last year. The date of the band's first concert is June 8th. That coincides with the Transit of Venus.
So I got in touch with the people in Washington, and I asked if it would be possible to have it for this event. They called me back in a couple of days and said they were going to let us have the march. Outside of Washington, our audience will probably be the third audience to ever hear it in concert. We're excited because it ties in so wonderful with our opening of the 150th year of performance of our band.
Regular performances by the DeKalb Municipal Band run weekly, Tuesday evenings, through August 17th. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.